Our second lesson is about the new era is pushing us to build a new world. Starting with the quote of Baal Sulam, quote number one. All the force of regeneration and evolution in our world is not really an innovation. Rather, there is a kind of intensification here. And the more the intensification matches nature's work, to that extent, is our measure of evolution.
Baal HaSulam writes about it in the article, The Meaning of Conception and Birth. This is the place where we are. This is the situation we're at before the spiritual birth. And then, out of this situation of ours, we can see what is missing for wholeness in order to reach that new birth. We, as he says, nothing else is missing except for studying from nature. The wisdom of Kabbalah is like the nature sciences. It's a science about the laws of nature. Spiritual laws are the laws of nature. Only they're more global, concealed from us, but they operate on us here and now as well. Even now, we are inside this big, wide world concealed from us. And to start discovering it and feeling it, this is the new birth we want to come to be born into. These laws are the laws of bestowal, as we were saying before. And studying nature, all we have to do is observe our nature. What are its laws? Everything comes in a wonderful, miraculous way from side of nature, from above downward, in a perfect way. Everything is organized where every species, every part complement each other. And only us, people, destroy the world. By not being part of this wonderful, great system. And therefore, the spiritual world is closed away from our sensation. We close it down inside our sensation. After our five senses, hear, sight, touch, flavor, five corporeal senses, stands our ego, where everything we receive, we receive into it, and then it decodes everything that it sees for its own benefit. If instead of that egoistic system, which also aims our eyes, ears, all our senses, only for what seems to us as good, rather to everything that exists, we would have seen the whole complete world, the spiritual world. And because our ego aims us only to look for what is good for us, it narrows down our sight, our emotion, into something very narrow. What we feel to be our world, that's it. Therefore, there's nothing we can do about our receptacle vessels, only about our desire. The moment that desire that stands behind our desire will be to exit our boundaries, to exit ourselves, then we will truly feel what exists outside of us. Not only what seems to me that exists right now. We know in our world it sometimes happens that I don't see things that happen around me because I'm not tuned at them. My desire doesn't want to see them, and then I don't see them. And all of a sudden, I do see them because my desire works this way, demands this way. Therefore, there's nothing we can do except for correcting our desire, to bring it out of its limitations, to open it up. To open it up meaning to transcend what it is right now, what it thinks is enough for it. And this is what we're working on. So if we exit our desire into the collective desire between us, then the senses of all of us open up to its infinite dimension. Gradually, we first perceive a little bit more in the first spiritual degree, second, third. And since we have five senses, in every sense we have 5 degrees of perception, and 5 more higher degrees. So all in all, we have 125 degrees of the understanding, recognition of the opening up of the spiritual world. To the extent that I stop limiting myself, I open myself up. I don't interfere with my ego, and then I become an open tube. Therefore, just to follow what nature is showing us, by doing so, I reveal godliness, which is nature in Gematria. And studying nature, meaning to be open, to be connected and attentive to everything around you, this is actually the method through which I can open up my senses and feel the upper world. This is why the group is so important for me. This is why the friends are so important for me. Because with them, we go through changing situations. I do want to, I don't want to, we're closer, further away. I work in the group works on me, changes me, and then it turns out that we constantly have the ability to work, to improve ourselves, and it all depends on our individual work of each and every one of us. The pace depends only on men, if he is a part of a group. If now we are in such a great quantity of people who are here and hundreds of thousands around us all over the world, then now we can perform actions unmeasurable actions. So the whole innovation, he says, and our whole development is not really anything new, because there is nothing new. We only open ourselves to observe what is around us, and we're incapable of seeing it because of our narrow ego.
Can you describe that opening you just talked about? So can you draw it?
Well, as usual, as I always draw it, I don't know if there's anything new here. Well, Baal HaSulam says that we are inside a box, and in that box we have 5 senses. Did I draw 5 senses or 4? Well, doesn't matter. Sight, hearing, scent, taste, flavor. I don't know how to draw a tongue, and touch. Let's say hands, okay? Which will come out from the side, not from the face itself. Well, great. For the first time I drew nicely. So, through our 5 senses, our problem is that we manage these senses together into our brain, our egoistic brain. And it operates in both directions. On the one hand, it operates in such a way that it activates those senses for what I want and for what I do not want. I restrict it. What exactly I want to see and what I don't want to see. And that is done unconsciously. Pleasant things, because this is the will to receive. So this is the will to receive. So unconsciously, I tune myself towards things that I like, that I want, that I enjoy from, or things I can be harmed from. So the same will to receive works in both ways, but only towards its own benefit. That's it. And therefore, just imagine, there is the world of Ein Sof here, and what do I perceive from it? Because this, the will to receive is that small, this is what it wants to see for the time being. That's it. If, instead of it, I develop another desire, the will to bestow, to the extent that I connect to the group, I develop my desire to bestow, it is as if it opens up for me my senses, and then I begin to receive a sensation of an additional reality, a reality of bestowal. It all depends on where I feel reality. If I feel reality inside my ego, then I feel this world. If I feel reality inside the desire which is connected to others, that is called a desire of bestowal. Therefore, it is connected to the others. Then I feel the spiritual world. Therefore, there is no such thing that a person alone inside himself will reveal the upper world, the upper reality, the extra bodily reality, only on condition that it creates a new desire with the connection with everyone else. Then, in between all these desires, there are many desires here. Then, in between all of these desires, this is where we discover spirituality and the upper world. It's not in either one of us inside. It's not inside ourselves. Rather, between all of us. The Creator or the upper light is between me and you. This is where we discover it, between us. The point in the heart, your point in the heart, my point in the heart, and only between us, this is where spirituality is.
I'm going to add a quote, with your permission. Basulam, in the article, The Essence of the Wisdom of the Religion, in the a person passes through this narrow world, painful, into an eternal world, a broad world, while reaching love of others. The next quote from the study material is quote number 2, article Peace in the World. Basulam says, we talked about the replication, about copying nature. Such is the conduct of development in nature, that the act comes before the understanding, and only actions will prove and push humanity forward.
For good and for bad. This is what we can see today, and this is our whole development. It is out of deeds. It's either the deeds nature performs on us, meaning it advances us through suffering and torments, and we have no choice but to run forward, like we have always advanced throughout thousands of years of evolution in order to attain more and more, or we ourselves are moving forward because we ourselves generate a beautiful goal as we do now. Let's say now we know that we have to reach such a unity among us where we discover the new reality. We were guaranteed that a penny and penny adds up to a great sum. So it's not done all at once when a person attains spirituality. Rather, through all kinds of such actions, connections, again and again and again and again, every activity, every lesson, every connection between friends, everything accumulates together. Nothing disappears. Spirituality is constant, is eternal. No effort of people disappears. It's all written down, and those efforts accumulate into a great sum, as written. And we have no choice but to be persistent also in our actions, one moment after the other, and the more these moments will be attached to each other in our effort, then we will reach that opening sooner.
Quote number 3, Baal Salam says in the article The Peace, anyone who breaks the law from the laws of nature that he has imprinted in us corrupts the purposeful aim, because the purpose is undoubtedly built over all the laws of nature, none excluded.
So from here we can also understand what is the problem of our world. Now we are opposed, detached from nature, from this integral global system where everything is interconnected as one. And the entire humanity tears it apart. Everyone takes for itself individually, every country, every nation, each and every one of us. Therefore, this is the place of all torments and sufferings. So, but on the other hand, nature teaches us, like a mother who teaches her children how bad it is to behave in such a way. And of course nature will conquer, only we have to be included into it, to listen to it. What we see on ourselves, we study on our own flesh, and what Kabbalists recommend. We can advance not through forces that push us from behind with a stick from behind. Rather, we can advance by generating, each of us and all of us together, this beautiful goal ahead of us. And then we speed up and we fasten the time, accelerate our evolution, and we are running before the cartridge, sort of speak. And this is how we open up the new world, easily, nicely, and not through problems, wars, and crises. So again and again I'm saying, we are in a very crucial state for the world, very sensitive, very delicate situation, and we have to think about the world, about all of humanity, and about the fact that what we were given to belong a little bit to the spiritual world, this is a great privilege we were given. And truthfully, only through these lowest one, such as ourselves, the correction for the whole world, for all souls and all worlds comes from. Like in a family, we know that the little child is the head of the family. The whole family get around him. And it's the same with us. We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah. That in the collective partsuf of the soul, in the collective partsuf of the soul, there are 3 degrees, Rosh, Toch, Sof, like in any other partsuf. So this is the collective soul, meaning the collective kli. Rosh, Toch, Sof. The Rosh, this is the degree of the patriarchs, of our ancestors. And then comes the degree of the sons, Banim. And we are in the end. We are in the end of the end. This is where we are, somewhere out here. Because this whole Kli divides into 6,000 degrees or years. And we are on the year 5,772, and here is the year 6,000, counting from zero. From Adam HaRishon, that is. So it turns out that all in all, this is what is left for us to complete. But this completion is the most important one. This is the hardest correction. Because here, this is the degree of Nefesh, here is the Ruach degree, and here is the degree of the Neshama, of the soul that needs to be discovered. Although the clothing of the lights is different. If the lights are revealed in the Kli of Rosh, then the light of nefesh is revealed. If the light appears in the kli of toch, then the light of nefesh moves down here, and inside the rosh, the light of ruach is revealed. If the light is revealed in the end of the kli, then the light of nefesh, the light of ruach, is revealed in the toch, and the light of neshama is revealed in rosh. Meaning, today, although we are very small, this is where we are. We are in the end of all degrees, but we cause the greatest light, the light of neshama, to be revealed in this whole parzuf. We don't feel it, because we are in the smallest light, the light of nefesh, in our small kelim. But the lights that we reveal in these high, great, concealed kelim, these are tremendous lights. And when we will discover that light, then we will feel this whole collective reality in all of the kli, and then the entire Neranchai will be revealed in all of the kelim, and we, the last ones, reveal the greatest lights, and it is up to us to complete the correction, the hardest part of correction. This is why we are so egoistic compared to the previous generations, and when we will discover it, it will be indeed in our privilege. Although, on the one hand, we feel ourselves very small, very confused. Who are we? What are we compared to these great Kabbalists before us? That is all true. But the problem is different. We don't see our exalted degree. We perform the part of the action, and they were important in the part of the intention. Therefore, for us, dancing, jumping, embracing, hugging, yeshivot chaverim, assembly of friends, conventions, everything that we do, these are especially the right actions for the correction of the world. And the rest of the system which we activate, this is where the great intentions are and all the actions that will be revealed next. And then when they will all connect together, we will see all that. Therefore, our state is the darkest state. It seems to us as the lowliest, despicable, loathsome. This is how we appear. But really, we are connected to the system in a very sensitive way, and we awaken, we evoke the greatest forces never existed before. Therefore, on the one hand, as I just said in the beginning of the convention, I didn't believe Rabash. How can it be that in 20 years the wisdom of Kabbalah will be revealed in the world if nobody wants to hear about it? That was, let's say, on the 80s. Nobody wanted to hear anything about Kabbalah. And people were afraid to even mention it. And he said, "You will see, you will see." And indeed, this is how it happened. We see it on ourselves. And it is revealed especially to the common people, ordinary people, which is the collective part of all of humanity. And also the other thing, like I didn't believe that it will happen, and it did happen. Same thing about the revelation of the spiritual world to our generation. We are standing at the door, and we have received from them that delivery, that giving, and therefore that too is going to happen. We mustn't see in our eyes who we are. We are great, like babies who are on the hands of the adults. Those babies, they are the center of all life, both corporeal and spiritual.
We'd like to add this. Your permission, Baal Sulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar, Idol 63, writes, "In our generation, although the essence of the soul is the worst in reality, alongside with that, they complete the partsuf of the world and the partsuf of the souls from the kelim. And the job is not done only by them. Because now, when the vessels of Nehi are already completed, and now there are all the Kelim, Rosh, Toch, Sof, in the Parzuf, now the entire degrees of light are drawn, meaning the complete Naran, and therefore only with the souls, when they complete this, the higher light can be revealed, and not prior to that.
I would like to continue with quote number 11. Come and see, while all people of the world will agree unanimously to eradicate the will to receive for themselves, and they won't have any desire but to bestow upon their friends. Then all worries and harmful things will be eradicated from the earth, and everyone will be certain with healthy, complete life. Although, when everyone has but the will to receive for himself, from here we have all our worries, torments, and wars, and corruptions that we have no escape from, which weaken our body with all kinds of diseases and pains. Therefore, if we feel inside ourselves our world, inside our five senses, as we have drawn before, I need to transcend myself into us, into we. And then we feel the spiritual world. So except for our inner limited desire, nobody is restricting us. I wanted to add something about education, and then we'll hear some questions and answers, because this is a short lesson today. Quote number 12 in the Nation, Baal HaSulam writes the following: it's a must to be purified from prejudice, where facts are talking the language of defeat. We have to sit and study anew and to begin to recognize the responsibility laid on our shoulders to investigate the path. This is the way of scientific thought when it meets contradictions between the new reality and the theory which explained the old reality. Only breaking that face allows a new science, a new life. We think that we need to study a lot, that we need to acquire a lot of wisdom. That is all wrong. All we need are the means that will help us to open up our new desire, which is not aimed at ourselves, rather outside of ourselves, to feel the reality, which is unlimited reality. Therefore, for that, we need education. The education, it's not that we study like in school all kind of wisdoms. The education is the education of how to connect, how to be inside a group, how to be a part of a circle. How do I exit myself and begin to feel the others? The education is to study how I delve into the other according to the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It's not just being good kids, not to beat each other up. If I enter the desire of the other like into myself, then I already exit myself. I begin to feel the spiritual world already. So all in all, this rule seems very simple, that we have to speak about the corporal degree, but not at all. It's not for us to live better life in our world. The wisdom Kabbalah doesn't talk about it at all. It talks about how to transcend our world, to exit it, and to feel this world as an imaginary world. Love thy friend as thyself is a means to discover the sense of bestowal, and then to feel the upper reality. Questions or answers or a song first? You're asking me? Ask them. You want to sing? Yalla, let's sing. Okay.
ואחר שאלות מיד.
הללו את הזריחה, את האור שבשמחה. הללו את האהבה, את חום הלב והאחווה. הללו את המכה, לב אל לב לידי הכה. ובין ארץ לשמיים, בקו ישיר נפרוס כנפיים. הריעו בקול, צאו במחול, בכל פינה שבעולם האור יגיע לכולם. הריעו לרצון שיפתח חלון, בואו נעבוד ביחד, נלמד לתת במקום לקחת. הללו מילה טובה, הללו את הכוונה. אל תפריעו למחשבה לבקש את האהבה. הללו את הילדים שמחכים לסימנים, בכדי לסלול להם את הדרך, שתפתח להם הדלת. שבעולם האור יגיע לכולם. הריעו לרצון שיפתח חלון, בואו נעבוד ביחד, נלמד לתת במקום לקחת. אני מרגיש בקהל עייפות.
I feel a sense of tiredness in the audience. Once I was by Rabash's side and I did. He said, "That is the last time I hear that."
בסדר?
Okay.
We can't hear you. You're asleep. Okay.
Yofi. Prota u prota mitstaberet lekhashbon gadol.
Every single penny add up to a great amount. Let us not waste a moment.
Questions. Again, I remind you before we begin, everybody from all countries in all languages can ask questions. We have people to translate whatever language you're speaking. We have archers with yellow hats, so please come forward and then ask your question. First question, Eve, do we have it?
Let me. Don't forget, if someone is tired, if someone is falling asleep, if someone is disappointed, it's a sign that he's not catching on to this force of mutual responsibility, of our avut that is in the group. It's a sign that he's not yet included in everyone. I, for example, receive a lot of strength from you. Learn how to take it from the group, from the society. No such thing as tiredness. If you are here, inside, it's impossible that a person will be limited to some extent. He just doesn't know how to take it. Yes, please.
Good evening, Rav Lightman. I'm not here as a doctor.
I'm not here as a doctor.
Yeah, better.
What are you? Are you guys patients?
Please mention your name and where you're from. My name is Batsheva. I'm from Haifa. I was exposed to the channel because of Hanoch, and I stayed because of you.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I stayed only because of you. In an interview you held with Professor Tzvi Anai and with Chanoch Ben Eliyahu, the commander of the Air Force, you said that this procedure towards finding the reality that already exists here will happen anyway. So where are the torments? If it's going to happen anyway, so we will have to go through this whole thing of sufferings? If it's going to happen anyway, this is my question.
It's a good question. We develop throughout history by our upgrowing ego. Accordingly, we change the form of our life in our family, in our country, in humanity, everywhere. And our ego develops until a certain limit, and then it becomes tied, global, integral, that stopped developing. This is what Kabbalists write and say. 1995, it's a point in history, a very unique point, a point of inversion, that from it and onwards, we begin to develop not by the ego in us growing. So that's why we feel this kind of, well, tiredness of life. Kids aren't running ahead. There is this kind of, well, it's been going on for the past 50 or 60 years. We've been beginning to feel that the world has reached this kind of state that it does not see any true goal. There's no American dream. In order to bring us from this level to the next level, let's illustrate it like this, although it's not in this level evil, not in this dimension at all. Nature is forcing us through sufferings, meaning it's found a great big minus here from our lives. That is what we've experienced now as the general crisis. And we can continue out of lack of choice. If I don't know what to do, then I just somehow continue. Is there any solution? No. No. And then we all reach, as Kabbalists say, reach great troubles, including a third and fourth world war. And all of that is in order to discover our nothingness in our life, and our ego, and our attitude to the world and to ourselves. We have to discover this minus so great, to such an extent, that it will force me, from my own will, to make this tzimtzum, this restriction, that I'll want to not use my nature. You know, it's just like I feel that if I'll have a bad result, then I'm afraid to touch it, I'm afraid to move even. So I need to reach such a state that my ego will seem to me so bad that using it is really bad. That's one thing. And another thing is that other than this tzimtzum, this restriction, I have to reach the quality of bestowal. In order for us to reach this through nature, through our life, through our lack of choice, we know through wars, through troubles, people gather together, willing to give up on anything, willing to live restricted together and so on, in order to compel us to restrict ourselves to such an extent, even to be a bestower outside of oneself, we need to naturally feel great sufferings. But actually, nature, according to its plan, that's the way it leads us, brings us ahead through sufferings. It wants to bring us to the next degree. That is called the path of suffering. That happens if I don't do a thing myself if I don't myself know what to do. It's possible that I acquire here a certain method, that before these forces, these great forces come to me, from that moment that I even feel a little bit of this, I begin to rise myself to the restriction of the ego towards bestowal. That is called the path of light. That is what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends us to do. And because throughout all the generations we didn't need this, then it was concealed. From Adam Rishon, the first time Abraham wanted to discover it in ancient Babylon and form this correction, what happened? Happened, was closed, and until this day, that's how it was. We are the first generation that it took place in it, just like in Babylon. Global crisis like there was there, great pride up until the sky called the Tower of Babylon, confusions of languages, of communication, no one understands each other. Under the same conditions, but now we are in a state of total despair, in the end, and no one really knows how to emerge out of this. Then there were different kinds of sages. They thought there is another way. Ahead of us are two paths: either to develop naturally, and then, through the forces of nature, as we developed in evolution until today, we'll continue developing through troubles, problems, turbulences. Nature knows no other way, but only through sufferings. And the sufferings have to be such that I feel them just like this stubborn baby, until I have no choice and then I move. I do something. And humanity, you know, we're very, very stubborn. And this is talking about, well, on a worldwide scale, there has to be worldwide suffering. That's why the wisdom is being revealed now, specifically, in this stage. And it's giving us another possibility to develop in, through the light which reforms, meaning this same spiritual force that we need to reach to draw its influence upon us, and hopefully we'll succeed. Yes, please.
Next question. Next question, please.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning. Oh,
good afternoon.
Afternoon, evening.
My name is Lamam from Los Angeles.
Shmi Lamam in Los Angeles.
There's a Mirror Congress in Los Angeles and throughout the world.
יש כנס מראה בלוס אנג'לס וכנסי מראה בכל רחבי העולם.
How can we get this incredible feeling that we have right here, this feeling of confidence, how can we effectively transfer to the world, please?
איך אפשר להעביר באופן אפקטיבי, יעיל, את ההרגשה המדהימה שאנחנו מרגישים כאן, את הרגשת הביטחון שאנחנו חשים כאן? איך אפשר להעביר את זה לכלי העולמי?
תחשבו על זה.
Think about it. We are constantly adding and adding and adding to the general kli of all the souls. We're adding our efforts, and there they're swallowed, they're merged into this malchut until they reach this special number, which is the correct number to open up this malchut. And every moment we have to feel ourselves falling, rising, falling, rising, falling, every single moment, each and every one. And every person has to get used to it. Now he has time to be in this very special exercise. Every moment, don't forget. And friends have to all think about each other, and everyone think of the other, everyone else. No one should fall from this feeling. No one should feel that, oh, I'm tired, this or that. All of these claims come to us from our ego. So we need to understand that he's putting us through exercises in order for us to accelerate as quickly as possible to these entrances and entrances back into spirituality, to that same direction, or the opposite, and or we're in, or the opposite, or we're in. And each time we're banging on this very same spot, connection and again, and connection and again, connection. And then from these blows, mutually, that I know that everyone wants to do so, and everyone does so, and if I don't do it, then I'm not in mutual work with everyone else. By that we advance. By that we finally, truly reach the final strike. If we do so, and likewise, in all the places in spirituality, all the places in the groups, our friends also together with us in that very same state, then they have to be with us in this mutual sensation completely. If they are connected to us, they can turn their screens off. They can shut their eyes and feel what we feel. No problem. No distance. All this media, this communication, they can be together with us in the sensation. They don't need to see these faces, this hall with thousands of people. They'll be in this sensation together with us that will fulfill their entire vessel, more than can be seen with the eyes or heard in the ears here. It all depends on what extent they connect. We must think of them, and they of us. Yes, please.
Hello, my name is Yoav. I'm from Nahariya. My name is Noah. I'm from Nahariya. How can you make it so that mutual responsibility will exist among all of us?
Everything we're about to attain must have a desire, meaning a desire for it, to attain it. If I have something, a slight desire for something in this world, then I can attain maybe half of it, a quarter of it. Instead of my desire, I can maybe add some money, or get a favor from someone, or something else. In spirituality, it doesn't work. In spirituality, only the desire is the vessel for revealing the spiritual state. If I want to achieve aravut, which is the kli that's mutual between us, that in it the true reality is revealed, I need to know what I need it for. What do I have out of this? I suddenly find I have a desire for it, and suddenly I say I'm tired, I don't feel like it. Many times I get home, and I turn on the TV, or grab a book. I want to start escaping into these other things. I don't have a great enough desire. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. What can I do? So the Kabbalists tell us, of course, if you want to reach spirituality on your own forces, you can do it only if every time you add more and more forces to your own. You have nothing. You've been given a single spark from above. It's been revealed in you, and that's it. All the rest of the forces, if you want to receive them, you'll get them only from the group, only from those that are around you. That's why in this world we've been given an opportunity. I'm not alone in this world. Why isn't a human being alone? Only in order for him to have the ability to connect to others and to receive strength from them. When I get strength from the others, I have enough strength to reach this lack, this desire for spirituality. Then I feel, oh, spirituality is something great, something unique. What's spirituality? And then I start interpreting. Spirituality is called bestowal. Bestowal, well, I don't know if it's good or bad. I start getting impressions from the friends. I start feeling from them, no. They're all thinking, they're all close to it, they're all yearning for it. What's happening here? So many people are thinking about it, the whole world doesn't know where to go, and they are moving forward. So I need to enter the group and get the importance of the goal from them. That bestowal is most important. It doesn't just resolve the problems and troubles I have, as we spoke about here, that all of our problems and troubles are because of our ego. I don't want to get rid of my ego only as the source of evil. I also want to reach bestowal because it is something great. Why? I don't know. But all of my friends think so. And I am included from their desire. We have to be precise here, not to lie to ourselves. I don't know what it is, what spirituality is. I don't know what I'm heading towards. I have a small desire for it. Where do I get a greater desire? Only from the environment, from the group. It's like in fashion. Everyone thinks that looks good. I think so too. Everyone talks about this. I talk about it too. The world is included of the others. Each person is included of the others. That's how we've been living our entire lives. When we're born, we have no taste for anything. But the mother, my mother gets me used to these and those flavors. My environment gets me used to different, let's say, principles, behaviors, everything we have besides our flesh and bones, it was given to us through education. That's why education is the most important and precious thing. That's why we want to put our children and ourselves into this integral group education, this group education. And by that, I receive suddenly this value for spirituality. And then, according to this new force, then again, I'm included in the society, in the group, with this great force. As Rabash writes, each and every one has only but a small force, a small desire for spirituality. Only through connection I can achieve a great desire. One who cannot be included with the society, one who escapes it, all in all, he escapes the path as well. A person cannot continue alone. It's not possible. It's not capable. So, how can we reach aravut? Only out of the impression we receive from the society that it's something necessary, and without it, one cannot attain spirituality. All the forces, all the means, all the desires, all the intentions, the directions to spirituality, I get only from the environment, from the group. The environment means the creator, books, and the friends. Yes, please.
Hello, everyone. I'm Roberto from Italy, from Torino.
We
came here 50 people. And the whole Israeli made this huge party for us. So thank you so much.
La domanda.
Now to the question.
Sono i nostri sensi che si stanno espandendo e sentiamo veramente gli amici.
How can we examine that these are really our senses expanding and we begin to feel our friends? And that we really advance along the way, and it's not an illusion given to us, created by our ego.
Grazie.
The person himself can never be sure. The fact that he thinks something now, it can flip in a moment. He can think the opposite, and then again, a moment later, he can reinvert, he can change his mind again, his taste, and so on. How is he certain? He has no choice. He can count only on the others. Only with respect to them can he measure himself. That is why he needs to choose an environment. And that's how we choose an environment. And then a person is included with his environment, and that's how he exists. Those who live and exist for these and those different goals, and thus advance. Rabash writes, one who chooses a better environment every single time is worthy for praise. He advances. How do I know that it's a better environment or not good? Go and check. There's no choice. You're free in the world. Don't listen to anyone, including me. That I reach Rabash that way. When I came to Rabash in 79, before that, for 4 years, studying in different forms. I studied the wisdom of Kabbalah in different sources. I went through a few Kabbalists. And when I came to him, I also had the same question, but in a more severe manner. I was 33 years old. He was, say, 73. Yes, 40 years there was between us. So I asked him simply, how can I be sure that I now enter the right place? I'm young, full of forces. I have all the possibilities to succeed in all directions in life, to any way I want. I have no limitations. Why should I now bury myself here with this group of old men here? I asked it very bluntly, purposeful. I mean, I did it on purpose. When I came to him, there were 5 or 6 people who studied with Baal HaSulam. They are all in the world of truth now. He answered me simply, go and search. Is that an answer? Go and search. I'm asking you, you're wise, you need to explain it to me. No explanation, and he's right. How can a person tell the other what to do in life? No one can tell the other. You yourself have to examine if that environment with which you're in, according to its values, according to its goals, according to the means, is that the environment which is good, suitable, and most sublime? It might not be, and if not, go to somewhere else. That's what he said to me. Search, you might find a different place and remain there. Because there is no coercion in spirituality. You must check every single moment, not when you're with us, but every single moment you have to examine yourself. And that means he who chooses a better environment is praised. What does it mean, choose a better environment? I don't even run around from one environment to the next. But when I examine myself and my environment, every time I raise it higher and higher. I value it more and more. I constantly approach it with criticism. Is this right? Is this enough? Is this okay? Is it not? Does it depend on us? Do I have to come to a demand with them? Do I have to demand from myself in order to come closer to them? In short, I have to constantly be in this sense of criticism, in this scrutiny. And then I will certainly raise them and myself too, and together, them and me, together we rise. If I don't do this criticism, this scrutiny, it's not good. That is why your question is good, but the answer is needed to be given by you. And every time, please.
Shmi Bracha.
My name is Bracha. I live in Rishon LeZion. In the World Convention for the first time. And I'm overwhelmed. I have to mention that I'm not disconnected from you because I watch you steadily in your channel. I enjoy it and I'm connected to you. Now, my question is, this morning, in the beginning of the convention, you talked about the individual. You spoke about a person who goes through a tremendous suffering in this world and asking himself, why does it happen to me and why do I go through it to start with? So my question is, should such a person who will perform different actions of bestowing the collective, will his life change? And if so, which kind of influences or bestows he has to do for the collective?
The person needs to reach a state, and our world is now coming closer to it, for good, for bad. It has to move on to a state that we talked about in the morning. We spoke about it, that we need to live a very, very simple corporeal life in order to exist positively, normally, balanced with nature. I need a house, food, warmth, health, confidence, security. So basically it's about five things. That's how I live, like an animal, like a beast. I just need to live. Beyond that, all of our engagements, beyond supplying ourselves with this normal, regular life, all of our business should be spiritual business. Until we will correct our state all over the world completely, and then this world will disappear from our senses and will feel only the spiritual world, because there's a reason why this world is fictitious. It's revealed in our ego. Our ego, which is connected, slowly, slowly is felt less and less until it disappears. Instead of it, the spiritual world is revealed until it takes up our entire kli. So eventually, what we need to do here is education. Hopefully we will open it up to such an extent that we will succeed in drawing the entire world to this. What was the question? What was the second half of it? Can you just
What should a person influence upon the world so that he won't suffer in the world?
So he won't suffer?
Yeah.
That's what I would add. He needs to arrange his life in such a way, as Baal Salam writes in a few places, that he lives his life simply, supplies himself with necessary manners. Necessary means not that he needs to live completely restricted, but regular. And his only concern is that the world will advance to revelation of spirituality. In our world, we won't be able to improve it unless we connect the spiritual force to it. We see that in our ego, we're ruining the world to the extent we produce more and more, and the richer we become, actually, the more we bring nature and our society to corruption. Our world only lacks the force of connection that in it the light will be revealed. Therefore, if a person wants to be certain that he is causing himself goodness, he needs to engage in dissemination. Other than his necessary living, he needs to devote his entire life to bringing the knowledge to the world of how to exit this state that we're in. And by that, we bring ourselves goodness for certain. Whoever disseminates the wisdom of Kabbalah, he causes goodness to the world, which is truly goodness. And he won't have any harm. More.
Next question. Good evening, Rav. My name is Marco. I'm from Mexico.
Venimos 10 amigos de México, uno incluso de Inglaterra.
We're here 10 friends from Mexico. One of them is from England.
Y mi pregunta es esta.
And my question is,
si mis sentidos me engañan, ¿cómo puedo engañarlos yo a ellos?
If my senses lie to me, then how can I lie to them in return?
¿Cómo puedo engañar mis sentidos y hacer algo distinto para acceder al mundo superior?
How can I lie to my senses in order to do something else and attain the spiritual world?
We don't need to lie to our senses at all. We don't need to lie at all. No. If I have a group which I'm included in, then a force comes to me from them, a force of connection, a force of correction, a force of strengthening towards the path, towards the goal. I don't have to lie. Why lie? I don't lie. If you stand in a state that I have to lie to myself that it's good, I have to lie to myself that it's worthwhile, that's a sign that you're not included in the group, in the environment, that it's not supplying you the force, it's not pulling you, it's not adding enough of the urge. It should. That's why you arrive and you start thinking, yes, should I, shouldn't I? Are they okay? Are they not okay? Is it worthwhile? Is it not worthwhile? Okay, I'll shut my eyes and then I'll advance. But it's as if because you haven't received forces from them, seemingly. But we have to be very, very honest, very true. I'm thinking everything I think is in my ego. I'm in it. And from it I think, from it my doubts, yes, no, what for, why, in order to be neutral, I need something in front of it, against the force of the ego, the force of bestowal, the group. And then, if I acquire these things, at least in between, I then decide what to do. But, of course, I'll have to lie myself. Spirituality, love, what do I need it for? What are they talking about? It's something that doesn't even attract me. I don't need it. And, of course, if I'm in my ego, then if I'm here, why would it draw me? Of course it won't. That is why there is no choice. You need to understand, if you're only on one half of nature, only on the side of your ego, only on this side, then you have no choice. You're constantly thinking from this force, the egoistic force. If you'll be on the other side, then you'll think only from that side, from the altruistic force. What side to think from, you choose. And every single moment, we're always in the middle, here. I'm in the middle, it's called the middle third part of Tiferet. The shell of Noga. That's where I choose. Here, I'm in between, and I need to examine. Is it more, is it less? Or the opposite, is this more, is this less? But I have to have this scale correctly, and then, when I examine, and when I construct this system, and from here I constantly grow, in the control of these two forces, the force of bestowal, the force of reception, then I grow, and then from that I grow as a man. From these two forces. And now I'm in this one force of ego. Of course I'm in doubt. Yes, should I think, shouldn't I think, maybe it's worthwhile or not. So let me say this again. We have no other advice, only to be included in the society, because this is the side of the soul. And otherwise I'll be in the side of the body. And this isn't correct, nor the other, but the middle. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not simple, it's the wisdom. We need to be included from these two forces. But first of all, what we learn in order to penetrate the spiritual world is how to enter the group, how to throw oneself, how to close ourselves, close our eyes and just dive into the group. Once you'll be in the group, you will there begin to balance these two forces, but that will be later on. You first need to take this jump from the one side to the other side. That is birth. Exiting the ego here, if we exit the ego, this is the spiritual birth. And after this birth, you begin to grow. Then you acquire more and more forces from the left, from the right. You begin to scrutinize the two. That's later on. But first, you need to be born. And being born is only by entering the new world. Exiting one, entering the other. From reception to bestowal. From yourself to connection.
Hello, my name is Yifat Shani. I'm from Chulon. And I'm very excited being here. During the last 2 weeks, I've been preparing myself for the convention for many hours during the day and the night. As far as I'm concerned, I'm in this convention for 2 weeks now. I came across with a question several times between the giving and receiving. In order to bestow, there should be the intention of bestowal first. And in order for me to bestow, somebody on the other side is supposed to be bestowed, is supposed to receive. And in order for me to allow him to bestow upon me in return, because this is actually the reason that he's like me, this is what he's here for, so I need to be bestowed and to receive. And I thought about it a lot in the recent couple of weeks. And then I came to one of the instructors after the first lesson. I was completely scared. And he told me something. He said, every time you see someone, say, I want to be one with you. So I'm looking at you and I'm saying, I want to be one with you. And every time I see the people on the other side, hugging, connecting, I'm completely connected to this force that you will connect, that you will advance, and I receive so much out of this, but I need you after this convention, and I don't know how to do that. I'm gonna be alone with my kids. I need you.
Вот, дорогие.
It's very exciting.
אנחנו צריכים להגיע למצב שחיבור לא נפסק.
We need to reach a state that the connection is non-stop. That regardless where a friend is, it's like a mother. You're a mother, right? And a mother that feels her children that don't separate from her, regardless if it's a separate body that was born from her. But it's connected. There is a certain connection that cannot be cut. The spiritual umbilical cord, the emotional one, it exists. We need to reach that. If in the corporeal world, in nature, in the lowest corporeal body, this exists, we must reach it spiritually, meaning in the connection among us, to such an extent that we don't feel that it's over or isn't, my friends have gone far away or not, the convention has begun or ended, I don't even think about it. I'm constantly, if you ask me personally, I always add, say every time I'm here, I add to the Arava, to the desert convention, and all these weeks I add and add and add. Now I'm adding from this convention, the goal is to add up to such a great number. First of all, every addition that I make, I feel a greater sense of upliftment, another connection, because every addition is against the upgrowing, ongrowing ego, and there are always disturbances, but I reach a state that I reconnect in a way that is inconvenient. It's not easy. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't talk about flying in spirituality. We are against our force pulling us, holding us, holding down our legs, to tying us to the ground, and that is the force we need to rise against. We need a balloon to lift us up. That is the force of the environment. It needs to constantly rise, but I must be connected to them internally. If you find this connection, it won't disappear. You'll begin to feel that it constantly exists. You'll feel that this state depends only on you and not on the others. They are all in the end of correction. And you can treat them as a show, an act they're putting for you. It's an opportunity from above. The Creator depicts you this image, that you can connect through it, through them, to Him, to the upper light. It is the kli. If you connect to them, then there you find this force field of the upper light. There are no people. It all depends on you. It's slightly difficult to get used to that state, but in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that's what we learn. That's how each and every one discovers the upper reality, each one who comes close to spirituality. Baslan puts it even simpler. It's clear to every knowledgeable person that the world we see ahead of us only exists within us. In my mind, in my head, there it's depicted this image which seems to me that it's outside. So he says it's clear to every knowledgeable person, meaning to any person that just thinks a little bit. That is why I'm not afraid to talk about it now. A little more efforts, you'll have a wonderful connection to us, and you will then feel that you can only add to it more and more. But your tears, they're good. Because if a person is afraid in advance, is afraid to be detached in advance, that guards him. But alongside with that, there should be happiness. Because the light is revealed only in equivalence of form, so we have to be in happiness. That is why I try to constantly balance out the states, also to ruin it and also to rise from it. We're here together with you for a long time together. Not today, in general. We've learned many things. You guys are already smart, you're wise, and you know to what extent you feel, you understand a lot more than the entire world, than all the people in the world, than all those wise guys, all the scientists and everyone. You know how you feel reality, how you know what it stems from. In general, everyone here, every person here, is unlike any other. I also see that this convention is very different from the others. It's serious. It's with the inner intention. It's with the inner demand. It's not just people came in order to mix up with the wisdom of Kabbalah, spirituality, great, let's dance. People are all have a very good inner demand. Let us continue this. But alongside with that, make an effort. And the effort, if it succeeds, if it's successful, it must be as happiness. If a person succeeds in connecting to others, he must have an outburst above his own vessels. And I ask of you, continue. And women, support us, please.
Once a wise man said, I wonder if we could unite humanity to a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are people.
forever.